Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash. And I'm alone today. Katie, unfortunately, caught the COVID again. We are thinking maybe possibly from the Hozier concert, but who knows? I have tested negative 2 days in a row now, thank God, because I'm supposed to see my nephew this weekend for the first time since Christmas. Our lovely friend Anne has also not tested positive for COVID and is feeling okay. So everyone, send your good wishes to Katie. I wish she was here. But we didn't want to leave y'all without another episode. We do apologize. Listen, I drove out to PA on Wednesday last week, and we did a lot of things to help prepare Katie for the exciting announcement that is hopefully coming soon, maybe next week. And then we also had to, like, go to Philly for the concert on Friday, come back to Katie's house. Anne and I drove back to New Jersey, and then on Sunday, I drove 2 hours with my friend Becca to go to Sound on Sound in Connecticut. So needless to say, it was a crazy week slash weekend, and I promise you, we had every intention of putting together an episode for y'all for last weekend. Even at one point, we're in the hotel room on Friday night getting ready, and I was like, yeah, we can, like, record ourselves being stupid and silly after the concert in this hotel room when we get back. And then we got back at, like, close to midnight, so that didn't happen. You know, besides catching COVID, so sorry, Katie. The concert itself, first of all, Katie has seen Hozier, like, multiple times. This was my first time experiencing the incredible artist that he is in person. And when I tell you that it was, like, a spiritual fucking experience, I could not even handle. That man could wreck me. He was absolutely incredible, so engaged the entire time. The vibes were immaculate. We made a fun new friend named Bailey while we were there, who came to the concert alone and had the seats next to us. And 10 out of 10, it was just an absolutely incredible experience. Also, if you ever get to see a show at the Mann Center in Philly, go. Because we had the seats that were just outside of the covered area, and the entire time it was, like, lightly misting. It was also a full moon that night, and it just, like, oh, everything was amazing. Everything was absolutely incredible. Before we get into the meat of the episode, I have two new patrons to announce. The first patron to announce, who is one of our new dream makers, is our lovely, incredible, beautiful best friend, Anne, who also drove 14 hours up from Alabama to go to the fucking Hozier concert with us. And like, bless her, because holy shit, what a ride. But like, also, she really wanted to support us. And with her being so far away, she told us that the podcast and hearing our voices makes her feel more connected to us. I know you're fucking listening to this, bitch. I love you so, so much. And then our second new patron is also a $10 dream maker, and that is Kearney S. And I am so sorry if I pronounced that wrong. I looked up how to pronounce it, because here in New Jersey, we have a town with the same spelling as your name, but everyone calls it Kearney. And I just knew that like the pronunciation of your name is not Kearney. And so, you know, I had to do it justice. So I literally looked up a YouTube video on how to pronounce your name properly, and it's Kearney. At least I hope I'm right. If I'm not, let me know. You're already interacting with us on social media and we love it so much. If you want to join the Patreon, just go ahead and click the link in our bio on all of our social media, and that will bring you to our Patreon page. Without further ado, let's get into the topic today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At this point, most of you have probably heard the name The Willow Project, especially if you've spent any time on like climate change or environmental TikTok. I have watched so many videos about it, but I wanted to lay out all of the information that is available about what it is, who started it, what the concerns are, and what's happening now. The energy company ConocoPhillips has been drilling for oil in Alaska for years now, and they are currently the only company with operations in Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, quote, "The National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska is home to 500,000 caribou and a crucial nesting ground for millions of migratory birds. It is of major ecological significance. It also happens to be the single largest tract of undisturbed public land in the country. In a corner of Alaska that's already suffering from coastal erosion, melting sea ice, and thawing permafrost," end quote. ConocoPhillips proposed a nearly $7 billion oil drilling project known as the Willow Project in 2020. It would be the largest oil development on federal land in U.S. history, and it was initially approved by the Trump administration that year. The original plan was to construct 5 drill pads. The Willow Project would be located in an area that holds 600 million barrels of oil. This oil also wouldn't be immediately available for sale and use, as construction of the project had not started yet at that point. It will take years. The area where drilling is slated to occur is the North Slope of the National Petroleum Reserve. In 2021, a federal judge in Alaska reversed Trump's decision, saying, quote, "The environmental analysis was flawed and needed to be redone." And that's coming from Reuters. Back in March of this year, President Biden's administration approved the Willow Project, citing that they, quote, "felt their hands were tied with the project because Conoco has existing and valid leases in the area. They determined that legally, courts wouldn't allow them to fully reject or drastically reduce the project. If they had pursued those options, they could have faced steep fines in addition to legal actions from ConocoPhillips," end quote from CNN. What Biden did do was scale down the amount of drilling pads from 5 to 3, but 3 pads still allows ConocoPhillips to drill for 90% of the oil they were planning on. In an effort to combat the horrific effects that this will have on our environment, Biden announced new protections for federal land and water in Alaska at the same time as the announcement of the approval of the Willow Project. Excuse me while I, in honor of Katie, take a sip of my Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
But mine is strawberries and cream and not her vanilla.
Okay, so Biden made the entire U.S. Arctic Ocean off limits to future gas and oil leasing, as well as new rules for protecting more than 13 million acres in the Federal National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska from drilling. To be honest with you, this doesn't feel like a genuine search for a balanced solution or any way to right the wrongs in allowing the project to continue, because by the administration's own estimates, quote, "the project would generate enough oil to release 9.2 metric tons of planet-warming carbon pollution a year, equivalent to adding 2 million gas-powered cars to the roads," end quote. 2 million gas-powered cars a year. Ugh. ConocoPhillips says, quote, "the project has the potential to produce 180,000 barrels of oil per day," end quote. It's from NPR. "The construction of the drilling site needs to occur during the wintertime because, quote, it needs ice roads to build the rest of the oil project's infrastructure, including hundreds of miles of roads, 7 bridges, and pipelines and a processing facility," end quote, CNN. This was the best chance for environmental groups to try to stop construction before it began because Alaskan winter season tends to end in April, and all of this is happening in March. In March of this year, Earth Justice, Sierra Club, the Wilderness Society, and Trustees for Alaska filed lawsuits in an effort to stop the Willow Project. There are many outspoken advocates attempting to stop this environmental crime, if we're being honest, including Natalie Mebane, climate director for Greenpeace USA. She's quoted as saying, "The science is clear. We cannot afford any new oil or gas projects if we are going to avoid climate catastrophe. Approving what would be the largest oil extraction project on federal lands is incredibly hypocritical from President Biden, who in his State of the Union called the climate crisis an existential threat. Millions of people, from indigenous groups to former Vice President Al Gore, have come out in opposition to the project. The Department of the Interior has substantial concerns about the Willow Project and the harm it could cause to the climate, wildlife, and people. This is a make-or-break moment for the president's climate legacy. He needs to listen to the people, his own departments, and himself when he says we have an obligation to confront the climate crisis. The first step is for him to follow the science and stop approving oil and gas projects," end quote. Damn, bitch. Amazing. Abigail Dillon, the president of Earth Justice, said, quote, "we are too late in the climate crisis to approve massive oil and gas projects that directly undermine the new clean economy that the Biden administration committed to advancing. We know President Biden understands the existential threat of the climate, but he is approving a project that derails his own climate goals," end quote. And then we have Tiernan Sittenfeld, the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the League of Conservation Voters. What up, LCV? Thanks for the campaign endorsement for my campaign. Tiernan is quoted as saying, "this is in direct conflict with the Biden-Harris administration's goals of cutting climate pollution in half by 2030. We really don't have that much longer until 2030. And it's now all the more important they double down on executive action that maximizes climate and conservation progress. The new protections announced for the threatened Arctic are important, but they do not make up for Willow's approval. End quote. You are not wrong there, Tiernan. It does not make up for it. The proponents of this project are supportive for the exact reasons you would think they are. Financial. ConocoPhillips has said that the project would generate $17 billion in revenue for federal, state, and local governments. They also said it, quote, would create 2,500 construction jobs and roughly 300 permanent jobs, end quote. That's from NPR. You know what else would do that? Training people in clean energy and creating clean energy jobs. I know the creation of jobs for us regular folk often becomes the scapegoat in these situations, but these companies have more than enough money to retrain their employees that they already have in clean energy skills, or to create programs to incentivize younger generations to go into clean energy fields as a way to improve and expand the workforce while taking a more environmentally conscious approach to energy. Sadly, they just actually don't give a fuck to think like that. You then have people such as Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski saying shit like, quote, "We did it, Alaska. What a huge and needed victory for all of Alaska. This project will produce lasting economic and security benefits for our state and the nation," end quote. And, quote, "We can almost literally feel Alaska's future brightening because of it," end quote. Ma'am, Lisa, what happens when there's no more Alaska because you've destroyed it? What then? How will people survive then? So what's going on now in Alaska's Arctic areas? Back at the beginning of September, Biden's administration announced that it will be canceling 7 Trump-era gas and oil leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and protect more than 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority bought the leases while Trump was in office, and they will be affected in this cancellation. Those leases cover 365,000 acres on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge coastal plain. From CNN on the National Petroleum Reserve. Quote, "The Interior Department is also proposing federal protections for 13 million acres of land in the NPR, limiting future oil and gas development and taking steps to implement conservation protections it announced in March, alongside the controversial Willow Oil Drilling Project. The proposed rule would expressly prohibit new oil and gas leasing in 10.6 million acres, or over 40% of the NPR, according to an Interior Department press release," end quote. White House senior advisor John Podesta has said, quote, "Alaska is ground zero for climate change. The Arctic is warming more than twice as fast as the rest of the planet. Today's actions help protect their future, America's future, and they build on President Biden's historic climate and conservation record," end quote. Which, like, yes, we're always here for more protections, but y'all fucked up letting the Willow Project go through. I'm going to be keeping an eye out for more updates in the future surrounding the Willow Project, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I see any. For some of you who may not know, Alaska is my home state. It's where I was born. Because of my adoption, was only able to spend a few months there, but when I was a preteen, I had the chance to go back and visit for several weeks, and to be honest with you, it is a place that my heart and my soul yearns to be in. I've never had a feeling so much as what I have when I see videos of Alaska or the Pacific Northwest. Something in me needs to be there. I would hate to see its beauty, its wildlife, and its people be destroyed over corporate and governmental greed. I will have all sources listed in the show notes, including links to all of the environmental groups that I have mentioned in today's episode. I'm sorry that this is such a short episode. We usually fill the time with our banter back and forth, but you know, Katie will be back next week for an episode, and I promise you we'll have our usual fun banter in between. Just know that there is a very special episode coming. I know we've like kind of teased it before, but there is something very special coming for Halloween. Message us on Instagram and TikTok if you think that you know what it's going to be about. Next week, we're definitely going to have an episode coming out on Sunday, but please know that we are also going to be
traveling to make that Halloween episode happen. And we're super fucking excited for that episode and for some extra content for y'all. But in the meantime, I hope you all have a fantastic week. I hope if any shitty things are going on, I hope that there's a way to, I don't know, get past it or have an outlet that can help you forget about the problems for a little bit. We love you all so much, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye!
For any photos related to today's episode, please go to our Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at AL2KPodcast.
Like us on Facebook at Always the Last to Know Podcast.
If you have any questions, please email us at AL2KPodcast@gmail.com.
Please share, rate, and review us on your podcast listening app of choice.
Join our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/AL2KPodcast or click the link in our bio on social media.
Thanks for listening.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.